Big card of racing at Casterton this afternoon. 10 races on the program, 5 over the jumps, 5 on the flat. Joining me to go through the card is Travis Noone. And Trav, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brendan, and good morning to all the listeners out there. It's a massive card from Casterton this morning, and all happens pretty early too, only about half an hour away from the first on Cup Day.
Yep, not far off. Important at Casterton. Good to be on speed in the jumps races, Trav. They do a lot of jumping in the last 1,000, so it can be a bit tricky to make some ground.
Yes, it's a track with its quirks, as you sort of pointed out, Brendan. I think even on the flats, definitely no disadvantage to be on speed there at Casterton. Can be a very sort of tight-turning track at points.
33 minutes off the first, a maiden hurdle, a lot of form through Warrnambool and horses that missed runs at Warrnambool. This is over the 3,480 metres, no scratchings. Will Gordon goes on to number one, Aristocrat. Hulbert is the favourite at $1.85. Zoffany Rocket at $4.80. Flying Mr Davis, $5.50. The Beehive at $6. Out to Dodge City at $10. I reckon Zoffany Rocket's a good chance at knocking off Hulbert here. Trav, how do you see them?
Yeah, I agree. I think Hulbert's well and truly short enough here, and I wonder if it's just the Price Kent factor. He's a horse who's definitely going well, but he's had the 4 starts over the obstacles, and his best finish was 3rd at Hamilton. He's beaten 9.5 lengths. I'm surprised he's so short in the market here, Brendan Hulbert, considering that. I thought you're probably correct in saying Zoffany and Rocket's a really good chance to beat him, but I thought there's another good chance to beat the pair of them, and that's the 3, Flying Mr. Davis. Thought this horse was two most recent performances on the flat have been quite good. He's been warming up late. His 2 hurdle trials have been okay. Stephen Pateman going on is a big tick for this horse, and I thought he was a little bit of overs here at the price in the first. So going with the 3, Flying Mr. Davis on top. No Knocks the 7, Zoffany Rocket, who raced well at the ball behind Valak and Eckhart. He also ran behind Mawani Machine there on day one. Both performances were definitely more than credible to be winning this. Then we go with Hulbert, who is racing in good form on the flat this campaign, but he's well and truly short enough for a horse who's had 4 goes over the obstacles already. And then in for 4th, we went the way of the 2 Dodge City there in the open up. But numbers on the first, we're going 3, 7, 4, and 2.
Race number 2 on the program, another maiden hurdle, no scratchings here. Ronan Short on to 3, Steve Pateman on to 9, Sir Edward Lansier narrowly beaten on day 1 at Warrnambool, 2.40. Scriber comes to the jumps for the first time, 2.70, Aloft $5 by design at 11. How do we find them here, Trav?
I thought Aloft is a good price here, Brendan. His flat form's sort of gone off the older he's got, but it doesn't mean his jumps form, I don't think, going to be at that sort of same level. He's had a fair few jumps trials in preparation for this. He missed a maiden hurdle at Warrnambool when he was balloted out. I've liked both of his jumps trials this time in, and I think his second season now over the obstacles, I think he can break a maiden and go on to bigger and better things. Happy to be with him, the one aloft here on top. To beat the 8, Sir Edwin Lansier, who was definitely good at Warrnambool when running 2nd to Out and Dreaming in a maiden hurdle there. That was quite a strong maiden. He came from the tail of the field that day. He's racing in really good form. He's got to be a massive chance in this one. 7, Scriber is having his debut over the obstacles today. His hurdle trials have been quiet, but he's been building nicely, and no doubt he'll be well-schooled from the Patrick Payne stable to 7. And then I thought the 4, Eyes of Blue, back to the hurdles. He maybe can spark him up. He did run 2nd, only 3 starts back behind Mazaza Terrain. He's been very disappointing his last 2, but hopefully back to the hurdles, he can improve a little bit for his connection. Numbers there in race number 2 went 1 to beat 8, 7 and 4.
Last of the maiden hurdles is race number 3. There are no scratchings here, no riders to check either. And Jimmy Secret is the favourite, 2.60. Marinated, 3.40. Ablestock, 4.80. The Delphi 8, he's all white at $10. Who do we like here, Trav?
Yeah, happy to be with Jimmy Secret, who made quite an impression in his debut performance over the obstacles at Warrnambool behind Mawani Machine. That gallop was just too good for him on the flat, but I thought his performance was really good there, and I think he'll knock off a maiden over the obstacles pretty quickly, I think, the 4, Jimmy Secret. Happy to be with him on top here for Ronan Short. 5, Marinated could be the danger. This horse used to go under the moniker of Yulong August. He's now having his first start over the obstacles for Richard Culley, of course, was a champion jumps jockey. He's been warming up to his last couple at the flat. Both of the jumps trials has been good. I think he can make an impression here in his debut over the hurdles. The five, Marinated. Then I think it's tricky. Three He's All White has been competitive at both of his hurdle starts. Was balloted out of a maiden hurdle at Warrnambool. Did trial well his last time against Mwani Machine. So maybe that's a lead there with Jimmy Secret. And then we went the way of the eight, the Delphi, who did run okay at the ball behind Will John in a maiden hurdle. Numbers there in race number three went 4 to beat 5, 2 and 8.
Race number four, this race is an open hurdle over the 3,480. Scratch Fire Sweet Lullaby 6. Mazaz Double Bluff is the favourite here at 2.30. Mr. 111, 4.60. Buckeye Nation should be the race leader, $4.80. And Coleridge at 5, looking around 6.50. Drop the Rider early on in the novice at the Bull, and Power of Words, a $26 chance.
This is open. I think, though, Double Bluff has to be the horse that you put on top. If he gets to the form of sort of last start, where he ran pretty competitive in the Gallywood, he was only beaten sort of 8.6 lengths. I still think he's probably a little bit off his best form. His best form over the jumps, he'd be a clear favourite. He's won three races over the obstacles. And maybe getting fitter now, this preparation, he may be able to bounce back the one Double Bluff. Two, Mr. 111, finished a kind of alongside Double Bluff there in the Gallywood hurdle, sort of about two lengths astern from him. Needs to improve that margin a bit here, but again, he's got a good record over the jumps and does like the rain-affected surfaces, the two, Mr. 111. Thought he'd go in for second. Four, Coleridge, in for fourth. Again, another one out of the Gallywood hurdle. He was well outclassed in that performance, but two starts ago, he ran pretty well behind Flying Agent and Britannicus. The start prior, he was also four lengths off Britannicus. That sort of form would give him a chance in a race like this. But it's worth noting, the last time he met Double Bluff outside of the Gallywood, Double Bluff beat him by 14 lengths at Warrnambool. So sort of gives you an indication, if Double Bluff brings his best, he should be too good for a horse like Coleridge. And three, Buckeye Nation, sort of next best. His jumps form's pretty good, but it's all in South Australia. And this is a little bit of a step up. 1, 2, 4, 3 in the open hurdle.
The Steeplechase is race number five, the Two Rivers Steeplechase over the 3,800 metres. The track specialist, the Taglio, comes out, and Macklemore is the favourite. Paddy Payne with the top two. Macklemore, 3.60. Longclaw at 4. Mr. Coin at $4.40. Luke, 7.50. Alberson, who missed a run in the Briley at Warrnambool after being taken out on Vet's Advice, $8. And Police Camp, another one who likes this circuit but does like it a bit wetter, $9.50.
It's a cracking race, the Two Rivers Steeplechase. It's going to be an absolutely fascinating race to watch. $75,000 of prize money split between them. I can't go past the veteran here, Brennan. Three Lukes. He's racing great form this campaign. He was good in the Vondusa behind Yenser and ZM. He then chased home Napoleon at Pakenham in a pretty good steeplechase, beat home My King's Council. Last start, he ran third in the Briley behind Flying Agent, bit of a lad. He was beaten a fair way, but he beat everything else home, and the top two are proper A-class at the jumps. So this is a little bit of a step back. This is much more his level. He's raced well here before at Casterton, and he's just in really good form. Happy to be with him, the three Lukes. To beat the five, Alverson, you'd think Simon Wilde and the team will have him over that issue that made him scratch from Warrnambool. He's a good jumper. He's won here in the past. I think he's going to be an obvious danger. Six, Mr. Coin, ran really well in the Briley. Also, he was finished fourth in that event. I think he's a better horse when he's let roll over the jumps. If they can get him going here, Tom Ryan from Barrier 1, and let him sort of stride. And as you said, they can take a little bit of catching these front runners over the obstacles. He can run a big race, six, Mr. Coin. And seven, Macklemore, there's no real knock on him, but the price, I think he's just well and truly found. Considering that race at Murray Bridge, I didn't think was the strongest steeplechase in the world that he won. But this is a very competitive race. Great race. Three to beat five. Three, five, six, and seven in the Two Rivers.
Race number six, we go to the flat. It's over 1,100 metres. Scratching is four. Lockie Neindorf onto five. It's a maiden. Winter Pinta, $1.90. $4.20, Queen Zyra. $4.60, Diddler. Lady Camp at $7.50. All go $16.
Yeah, have to be Winter Pinter here. She's short odds, but I think understandably so. Was good first up at Ballarat behind Who Runs the World and Right to Rossa. That was much better maiden than what she faces here. Laura Lafferty goes on, is in form, and really only has to bring that performance you'd think to be winning here, the 9 Winter Pinter. Thought the danger could be the 2 Giddy Air. Jack Hill going aboard this galloper, who's having his third start in the races for Calvin Burke, was good last time behind the Turfinator at Kyneton. He'll make his presence up on speed here. 7 Soaz was very disappointing until its last start, where it ran second at Kilmore, made good ground from the back. If it replicates that performance, can definitely be in the finish. And then 8 Queen Zara, next best. Numbers there in the maiden, 9 to beat 2, 7, and 8.
58 over 2,000 metres is race number 7 on the program. Scratchings here are 9 and then 14 through 18. Sonia Wiseman on to 2. Emily Finnegan on 12, and Kevin Buren picks up the ride on 13, Royal Boa. Double Delight is the favourite, 370. 4 Outlaws, 440. $6 American Typhoon. Valentine at 750, 850 for a mil.
Yes, a good little race for a 2,000 metre 0 to 58. And I think Emil's definitely gone a little bit missed by the market. He's an absolute track specialist, this horse. He's had 7 goes at the track and distance at Caston for 4 wins, a second and a third. He's been ticking over okay this campaign. His first up run at Panola, he just got too far back. Similar story at Narracourt, been hitting the line. Sonia Wiseman goes on here, and I just had to be with him. He's just a horse who follows nearly a pattern every campaign. Once he gets to Caston, he just grows a leg. So I have to be with him, the 2, Emil on top. To beat the 10, Double Delight, whose form card looks a lot better after what Mimi's Award did yesterday. Ran second of that horse at Wangaratta. Was beaten 7 lengths, but you imagine Mimi's Award would be beating this sort of field by 7 lengths on what she did yesterday. So has to go in for second, the 10, Double Delight. Then I think the 12, Mulga Lil, can run a bit of a race here. Comes up from the 1,400 metres last time at Narracourt. I think getting to 2,000 will be a big tick for this horse, and now is sort of getting fit enough to do something here, the 12. And next best, I thought the 3, 4 Outlaws. Got too far back last time at Horsham. Start Pry was good at Panola, but good little competitive race, but happy to be with a track specialist here, the 2, Emil. He goes on top in race number 7.
Race number 8's the feature, the Castleton Cup. Scratchings are 13 through 17. Emergencies not required. 9-month and missile, the rider is Emily Finnegan. Aurora Symphony is the favourite at $3.60. Farouk, $4.20. Patch Adams, a former winner of the race, at $6.50. Jester Halo, 9 Men from Uncle, and Vivid Red Sky at 11.
Yeah, Patch Adams, he was a shock winner at Warrnambool last time when he went around at odds of nearly $151. He's got a great record here at Castleton, but I just think there's one who may be slightly better, and that's the 1, Farouk. He's a bit of an underrated horse, this guy. He won the Eden Hope Cup going back 3 starts ago. Then he won at Morpheville under Jacob Opperman. He was given a tough run in the Terrain Cup. He was wide there, stuck to his task, was only beaten a length, finished amongst the horses like Wentwood, Heart of Poussance. That's a great lead-up for this. I think he can bounce right back here, the 1, Farouk, and I think he shortens up. He should be a clear favourite in my book. Got him on top of the 4, Patch Adams, so as sort of stated, he's got a great record at Caston. He's racing very well. You know, he's last 3 starts, he's won the Great Western Cup, and he's won at Warrnambool, so has to be in the numbers there somewhere. Then we go to the 8, Aurora, Aurora Symphony, who's racing well this campaign. He put up a string of victories before going down in the Terrain Cup, where he was up on speed, then was defeated last time in the Port Adelaide Cup. 2,500 metres, probably a step too far for him. Back to the 2,000 is a tick. He is a bit short in the market, though. I think they're the only real 3 winning chances. 10 Tough Vic can improve out of a very fast run race at Warrnambool. He's got a good record here at Caston and is getting fitter and back down in the weights. But happy with Farouk. Think he's close to the best of the day. 1 to beat 4. And then we go with 5 and 10.
Race number 9 on the programs are 64 over 1,200 metres. No scratchings. Desert Spirit, the favourite, 440. No Nay Emerald, $5. 550 Valley of Hearts, just chipping away, 550. And Bulldust, the $6 chance.
Yeah, I thought Bulldust was a good chance here. He just got too far back at Warrnambool on day 1, a day where you needed to be up on the inside and sort of nearer to the pace. He was a long way back. sort of wide and got held up with the momentum at the top of the straight and still attacked the line. I thought he was a terrific run. Surprised the market sort of missed him here. I thought he should be favourite. The two Bull Dust, I think Laura Lafferty sticking with him is a good sign. Happy to be with him on top to beat the three Valley of Hearts who come through that same race. She was up on speed, had a much better run, but is second up here and comes from the all-conquering Wild Stable, so has to be in the mix, the three Valley of Hearts. And then we go down to the eight Fancied, who was returning off a bit of a long break last time at Horsham, was wide, which is a hard place to be for the pattern of the day there last time. Can improve now, second up for the Pruska Stable. And next best, we went with the one Rhythmatic, who's a very consistent horse at the top. He's won 15 races, a bit underrated, and can run a race here with top weight. Two to beat three, 8-1.
Final event on the program's a 64 over 1,400 metres. 6 and 11 come out. Rider for number 9, Vesnina, is Kevin Buren. Favourite here is number 3, Faithful Diamond, at $2.60. Shadow Goddess, $3.20. $3.90 Magic Reward, predicated at $11. Shintaro, $18.
Tough way to finish the day, Brennan. I've gone here with the possible likely leader, predicated. I thought his run first up at Panola was okay over 1,100 metres. If he can get back to sort of near his best form, he's going to give this a bit of a shake. And I think he does run his best races when Laura Lafferty's on board, her father's horse here, predicated. He's a little bit of value in a very wide open race, the 8. To beat the 7, Magic Reward, who comes through last start at Ballarat behind Summer Rocker. That form probably looks a little bit better now. That horse won at Flemington yesterday. Is racing in consistent form and draws well here from barrier 2. Then we go to the 3, Faithful Diamond, who was well supported last start in that race at Ballarat. Was a little bit disappointing, can hit back, but looks well found at the price. And then 4, Shintaro, sort of finds himself right back in 58 grade. Perhaps he can improve here now that he's getting fitter. But I think this race, very open way to end the day. 8-7, and then we go 3-4.
Best value quantity in play, please, Trav.
I thought it's a tough day to be extremely confident, but I thought the best bet of the day was race 8, number 1, Farouk in the Cup. I think he's really well placed coming through the Terrain Cup. I think that's the right lead-up form for today's race at Casterton. The next best, race 9, number 2, Bulldust. I thought his last start performance at Warrnambool was a bit underrated, and he's a nice sort of each-way price around the $6, and the value has to be the track specialist. Race 7, number 2, Emil, who has won 4 starts at the track and distance from 7 goes. Quaddy, leg 1 will take 2, 3, 10. Leg 2 will take 1, 4, 5. Leg 3, 2 and 3. And leg 4 will load up 1, 2, 3, 4, 7, 8. Good luck to everyone playing today, Caston.
Thank you very much, Trav.
No worries, Brendan.
Trav Noonan there with his look at the program of Casterton on Cup Day.